Farnsworth, Brother and Sister, E.W. Los Angeles, California, September 22, 1902. Dear Brother and Sister Farnsworth, I have just read your letter to W.C. White, and I would say to you, my brother and sister, just remain where you are until the Lord shall indicate that it is your duty to go to some other place. Do not be too sensitive. Be affable, but not cringing. Have holy boldness toward God, and keep yourselves in His love. Bring into your work and into your discourses all the Christ-like love and helpfulness that you possibly can, and do not appear to notice the disagreeable things that come up. Do not allow yourselves to be hurt by them. Let the praise of God be on your lips, and be cheerful. This is your privilege under every circumstance. When you feel that you are not really permitted to have the influence that you should have, talk plainly with your brethren about the matter. Remember that you are on missionary ground, where you can both be a great help. I cannot write much to you in this mail, but I will send you copies of letters that I have written to others. We would greatly appreciate your help in this country, but we dare not say come, because it already seems as if the forces in Australia were being greatly weakened. If in the providence of God you are brought to serve in slippery places, where it seems that you are losing your foothold, do not let your feet slide. Give yourselves to prayer, to be kept by the power of God from making one move that will injure your usefulness and thereby imperil souls. Maintain your integrity. Work in a straightforward manner as the ambassador of Christ, walking before Him in consistency and uprightness, representing the loveliness of His character. It is not alone for our people that you are to labor. There are duties that you owe to the world. The world has claims upon you, and you are to stand in right relation to it. God has given you both precious talents, and there must be no hiding of these gifts. As you read the 10th chapter of Luke, cannot you see that we have a serious work before us? God's people are to enlist the whole being, heart, mind, soul, and strength in His service. Be sure not to confine your labors to believers. Strive to become acquainted with unbelievers. There are many who are living up to all the light they have, and altogether too little is done to place the truth before them. The Lord has precious souls in the city of Melbourne. Reach them if you can. If you love God with all the heart, you must love those for whom He gave His only begotten Son. Christ died to redeem human beings from sin, and He has set before you an open door through which you can bring others into fellowship with the saints. I have been shown that we are to carry a far lighter burden for those who know the truth, and a far heavier burden for those who know not the truth. Brother Farnsworth, your work at the present time is to stand in Melbourne before congregations of those who know not the truth. We have a most solemn, sacred work to do for those outside the fold. Get the help of those in the church who understand the situation. Lay this work upon your soul and upon theirs. Seek earnestly to save those that are lost, and you will have angels' help. I charge you to prosecute this work with greater earnestness. Strive to impart light to those in the great city of Melbourne who need it. I cannot write much more, as I have other letters which must be written. I have a most intense desire that you shall have an ingathering of souls. We know that a much larger number should be engaged in work for those out of the truth. No greater evidence can be given that God is working with His delegated ministers than the conversion of souls to the truth. I hope and pray that the Lord will give you, and also the ministers who in the past have confined their labors to those who know the truth, the burden of proclaiming the message to those who have not heard. Let them seek most earnestly to win souls to Christ. I am troubled to think that our laborers are not working in Christ's stead in pleading with sinners to be reconciled to God. I am instructed to say to them, "Do not be afraid of the world. It is not invincible." Christ declares, "I have overcome the world." Not for my sake only, but for your sake I have, by following the plan devised before the creation of the world, prepared your way, conquering in your behalf, and enabling you to conquer in your own behalf by faith in my power. Bring back to me my lost heritage. Come into personal touch with those out of the ark of safety. Keep your eyes fixed upon Him who takes away the sin of the world. Your work is to fight with a weakened, beaten foe. Believe in me, My victory is the guarantee of your success. You weaken the church by helping them too much. They are thus led to think that they must be helped. Teach them to act as God's helping hand. The victory can be gained only by developing through faith the strength that is mighty in conflict. In much love.